Minyari. Minyari is a remote community located in the Roper Gulf region of the Northern Territory, approximately 270 kilometres southeast of Katherine. Situated on the traditional lands of the Alawa people near the Hodgson River, Minyari is surrounded by sandstone escarpments, seasonal floodplains and billabongs. Various languages are spoken in the community, including Alawa and Creole. The Minyari collection emerged after Alawa artist Samara Billy attended a Magpie Goose fashion show in Katherine. Inspired, Samara believed that designs from the Minyari community should also be shared with the world. In 2018, Magpie Goose held a workshop with six emerging artists at the Minyari Arts and Culture Centre. The designs created during this workshop formed the basis of the Minyari collection, which launched the following year. The collection shares stories of native wildlife, bush tucker and tool making of Alawa country. This display includes two garments and three photographs of models wearing garments in a section measuring 2.65 metres by 3 metres wide and 50 centimetres deep. The first garment features a design called Dabalan, meaning Goanna, by artist Samuel Daylight. He is an Alawa man born and raised in the Yurupunga community. He lives in Minyari with his wife Agnes, Wilfred, and her family. The garment is hanging in the bottom left-hand corner of the display. It is a flowing A-line dress approximately knee length. It has thin straps and built-in pockets. It is made of a navy-coloured cotton with a screen-printed design. The design is a pattern of stylized goannas, some red and some pale pink, positioned vertically on the garment like they are crawling up and down the dress in evenly spaced lines. Some have curled, curved tails and some have straight tails. Some are thin and some are wider, ranging from the smallest at approximately 10 centimetres to the largest at approximately 15 centimetres. The red goannas have pale pink markings and the pink goannas have red markings. Their markings vary, with some more densely dotted and some with only a few dots shown. The artist's name, Samuel Daylight, is dispersed throughout the pattern, written sideways on a slight curve. The artist states, "This design I made is the little goanna. In our Alawa language, we call it Dabalan. We have them for lunch when we go out hunting for animals. We lived on this animal for 65,000 years since time began. There's a bigger goanna too, Rajindu, in Alawa. The bigger goanna is my second boss. We both own each other in our culture. We share ceremony and share the same cultural state. Each person is connected with an animal. For me, it's kangaroo and the bigger goanna. These are my totems. My mother's father and my grandmother, my mum's side of the family, represent the goanna. And the goanna also represents this land, Alawa country, Minyari. This is goanna country." The second garment features a design called Aboriginal Bush Tools by mother and son Naomi Wilfred and Rockland Hodgson. Naomi was born and raised on Alawa country in the Minyari community. The garment is hanging in the centre of the display. It is a one-piece jumpsuit. Starting from the top and working down, there are thin spaghetti straps attached to a fitted top, which is quite narrow at the waist. The garment continues further down into a full-length pants. It is made of black-coloured fabric with a screen-printed design. The design is an orderly but full pattern of Aboriginal bush tools and outlines of blue and a vibrant light pink. The objects included in the design are the stone axe, shovel spear, the number 7 boomerang, the common boomerang, and the gulamun. The name of each object is written either underneath or sideways along the right-hand side of the tool. One such object is a shallow bowl-like basket without handles, and the text underneath reading gulamun to carry baby. Naomi Wilfred is Alawa on her father's side and Mara on her mother's side from Nukur. She says, "This design shows the Aboriginal tools that our past generation used. They had to make their own tools. Sometimes people still use these tools. Like if a crocodile comes out of the billabong or a barramundi, they can use the shovel spear or maybe knock a kangaroo down with that. Today when we look at these tools, it's a bit funny. We think, how did those tools work for them? If we do it, it might not work for us."